What up, Pimp Daddies and Pimp Ladies? Kanan Cox here with The Real 615. I just told my band that I actually had this podcast. Like I said before, I don't really do a lot of promoting on this, mostly just documenting the journey. And my guitar player, Tyler, say hi, Tyler.
Hey, what's up?
Was like, you have a podcast? So we're on our way to play a show, and we got about an hour and 40 minutes in the car. So I was like, let's do a podcast while we're in the band. So anyways, Kyle, my bass player, is asleep, as always, so he might not get to participate, and if he wakes up and says something inappropriate, I'm sorry. But anyways, we've got my guitar player, Tyler, and my drummer, Dave Dombrowski, here driving. Say what's up, Dave.
What's going on, everybody?
Hey! This is going to be a little bit less about me and just, I guess, more about them. Tyler, what is your favorite? I'm just kidding. How did you get into, like, Nashville? You don't have to give like a big long spiel about anything. I always try to keep these podcasts pretty short. So like, how did you get to where you are playing for Kanan Cox?
Grew up around music. It was just kind of always what I was gonna do. So I moved with my family in 2012 down. Everyone made their way down with new jobs and everything, and we're still here.
Did you do the Broadway market? Did you do that thing? Or did you just kind of like
through? That never interests me. I started working at a recording studio for the first couple of years that I was in Nashville. And then got back into a lot more live playing around 2013-2014. And just picked up more shows. And live music, I think, is really where my heart's set, at least for the moment.
Do you have like a certain like show that really stood out to you that you'd be like, since you've been playing on the road? It doesn't have to be mine. This is, you know, not a Kanan, not yeah. a Kanan Cox biased yeah. biased thing
it,
here.
It wasn't gonna be
anyway. Yeah, well, cool, whatever, dude. I hope you fall out of the van today. Now do you have like a show that you just like was like, this is awesome, and I don't know, maybe that inspired you to keep on playing? Not really, not yet.
I don't know why I'm even doing it.
Yeah, whatever, dude. You're fired. Anyone, if you know any guitar players, you can just message me here in the podcast app. That'd be sweet.
A few months ago, just playing back in my hometown of Dayton, Ohio. That was cool. I played there with you.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah, I do remember.
Yeah.
There we go.
Going back, I've been back a couple times, but going back and actually not being embarrassed to tell people that I'm back.
I've been there.
That was nice.
Awesome, man. Now on to Dave. Same kind of thing. Like, what brought you to Nashville, or music, or what kind of got you rolling?
Yeah. So, path to Nashville was based in New York, doing the hired gun thing for a couple years, and kind of was looking for a change of scenery. The scene over there was kind of changing as well. So, just made a couple connections and came down to Nashville for a couple days, checked it out, made more connections. I was like, all right, at that moment, it felt like that was the time to make the move from New York to Nashville, because I think at that moment, I also wanted to be on the road a lot more, and it just made more sense from a touring standpoint to be based in Nashville rather than
New York City.
You did
a lot of warp tours and stuff, didn't you?
Yeah. I grew up like on the early 2000s, so back when I lived in Buffalo, had like a couple pop, like emo punk bands, and that's kind of where it all started for me music wise so I always played in bands. So when I moved to New York City, I think that was the first time I shifted gears in the business of a hired gun, and that was like a whole new world that I had to learn.
Yeah,
which is way different than being, I mean, we do in a capacity, like, we are still, there is a band element, but it there's definitely different things that
different
happen
variables
when, yeah,
stuff,
yeah, exactly, yeah. When it comes to being a hired musician rather than being part of like an actual band.
And did I don't know if there was, you know, I try to talk about the journey and kind of like where I'm at and what I've done to kind of help boost a lot of the things that I've done in the past. Is basically like, hey, this is how I grew my Spotify numbers organically. So as far as a drummer goes, like, as someone moving to Nashville, like, don't mean to like put you on the spot,
yeah,
but is there a certain thing, is there a certain idea or a philosophy, that you, any advice that you'd give to like a drummer to try to get on the road with a touring artist? Is there anything, a little bit of advice?
Yeah, I think with any aspect you do in life.
Tyler, same question, so get ready.
You know, in any industry, I think you have to do a little bit of your research of really what you're getting yourself involved in first, you know, what it really entails. Because I love the idea of touring, but then when you really, the nitty gritty of it and like the sacrifices that, you know, I miss like a lot of family, friends, weddings and holidays and stuff like that. So first advice is just really maybe understand what you're getting yourself involved into, you know, make sure it's like definitely a passion for yourself. And then two, it's kind of diving into it all in and not having that safety net of like a plan B.
Burn your boats.
Yeah. It's really just, you can't half-ass it. You're going to have to even give yourself a chance at doing what you're at this level of playing full time is you really have to kind of go in all in and just not have that safety net of a plan B.
Cool deal. Tyler, any advice to a young guitar slaying person?
Moving to Nashville or anywhere to play with other people or play for different artists, the biggest advice that I could give is just learn the parts. Go through and learn everything.
So nothing extremely hard. Just do what you're...
I
love that.
It's very simple, and I know it's not everyone's thing, and some people want to be their own guitar player, like, you know, have their own voice, and Derek Trucks or Joe Bonamassa or, you know, whatever, be an actual big guitar player. But if you're playing behind an artist, because what they're looking for is a musician who's going to come in and, you know, not directly, like, completely replicate the parts or whatever, but seriously, go through, learn every fiddle part, learn the piano parts, and do all that, and have all that ready in case you need to cover something else. And honestly, knowing the parts, you go through, learn all of the guitar parts, go through, learn something else, and then, you know, just make sure you have it all. And, you know, you don't have to be some incredible guitar player, but if you show up with all of the parts memorized, you're better than 75-80% of the guitar players coming into gigs anyway.
That is super true. I mean, I've went through a couple guitar players, and no, you know, not throwing any shade on any of my past guitar players, but I remember our first rehearsal with Tyler. I love, if you've ever come to a show of mine, I always cover Billie Jean, and we, I think that was one of the first songs that we ran through, and I was hearing just the little B3 parts and organ parts and certain things that I, you know, that you hear in the record, but you just hadn't heard from other guitar players, and so it adds a lot to the show and the feel, and so what he's saying is definitely on point. But there we go, just a little quick podcast with the band, and check in next time for whatever I decide to do. Say goodbye, everybody.
Take it easy.
Bye. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.